Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to week number 6 of Vandals Football, presented by Bluff Equipment and Bluff City, Hosick Motors and Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia on 107.1 FM WKRB. Tonight is a matchup that a majority of Vandal fans and Comet fans alike have been waiting for as the Vandals set to take on the Greenville Comets. Greenville comes into this contest with a record of 5-0, and the Vandals are 4-1 on the season. Last week, the Comets, ended the Pana Panthers undefeated record. They were able to get a 21-7 win last week over the Pana Panthers. Last week, the Vandals coming off of a 42-12 victory over the North Mac Panthers. That was the third straight game that the Vandals have scored 40 or more points, as the Vandals offense has been firing on all cylinders ever since the start of week number 3. So both teams looking to put themselves in a big position here going forward for the rest of the season. A lot riding on this game for a lot of reasons. Obviously, both of these teams are big rivals, a long-time rivalry between the Comets, and the Vandals. Of course, with the Greenville Comets being 5-0, a win will guarantee them a spot in the playoffs. And with the Vandals win tonight, they will make themselves eligible to make the playoffs with that 5-1 record. So both teams definitely looking to get the later part of their season off in the right way, as of course the Comets now are in sole possession of first place in the South Central Conference, and if the Vandals are able to get a win tonight, they will make themselves as well playoff eligible, and they will be tied for first in the South Central Conference. Taking a look at how both of these teams match up in terms of points per game, the Comets offense has been averaging 38.6 points per game, and a defense that's averaging right around 9 points a game exactly. They've only given up double-digit points once all season. That was back in week number 4, whenever they got a 54-17 win over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Other than that, they've only allowed 7 points to every other opponent they faced. On the other side, for the Vandals, offensively very similar to the Comets. They're averaging 37 points a game on the dot offensively, and the defense for the Vandals giving up 12.2 points a game. They haven't allowed more than 21 points all season long. That was coming in their 21-14 week 1 loss over the Pana Panthers. So both teams coming in with great offenses and great defenses, so this should be a back-and-forth game and a hard-hitting game on both sides, no question about it, as the Vandals have taken the field. It looks like the Vandals are going to go ahead and kick it away to the Greenville Comets to start the game, so the Comets will have the ball first to start off this first quarter. As clock continues to run here at Mark Greer Field, just about 2 minutes away from kickoff tonight between these two South Central Conference rivals. Of course, the Vandals had a long losing streak against Greenville, a 17-game losing streak. They broke that back in 2016 with a 27-26 win in overtime, as Jacob Johnson has the ball teed up on the 40. And we are ready to go. Johnson gets the kick away, and it is going to be fielded by the Comets. It's botched, picked up by the Comets' Dominic Sanchez, and Dominic Sanchez is going to be wrapped up shy of the 30. He gets across the 25. And the Comets will have the ball first down and 10 right around their own 26. So first down and 10 for the Comets on their own 26. Comets will be moving from right to left here in quarter number 1. Comets open up in a shotgun formation. Quarterback Ben Hutchinson, second-year starter for the Comets, opens up with two receivers on each side. Man in the backfield is Trey Melton. Man in motion, that is going to be Eli Shadowins. Another man in motion, that's going to be Declan Graber. It's to get to Declan Graber on a jet sweep. Graber running towards the far side. He's across the 30, and he's wrapped up, pushed out of bounds near the 35. So a long gain there by the Comets' Declan Graber, setting up second down and short for the Comets. Second down and 2. Second down and 2 for the Comets. Ball on the Vandals 37. It's back to throw. It's Hutchinson. He's stepping up in the pocket. He's throwing near side, and it is out of the outstretched arms of Declan Graber, the intended receiver. Great coverage there being played by Jordan Colburn, the safety for the Vandals. And that's third down and 2 on the Comets 34. Third down and two from the Comets' 34-yard line. 11-18 left to go in quarter number one. Hutchinson looking to the sideline for the play call. He opens up with trips to his right. It's a give to the running back, Trey Melton. Trey Melton is going to be wrapped up. Did he get the line to gain? I'm not sure if he did. Jacob Johnson was in on the tackle, as was Jay Keck. And it's going to make it a fourth down and short for the Comets. So fourth down and three for the Comets as they keep their offense on the field with 10:55 left to go in the quarter. Hutchinson barking orders to the offensive line. He opens up with a shotgun look, trips to his left. Looks like the Comets trying to get a hard jump for the Vandals, see if they can get him to jump offside for that free first down. It's a give to Melton, and Melton is wrapped up and brought down from behind. Jaden Rosetto met him in the backfield, and the Vandals take over first down and 10. Trey Melton took the handoff, and he was met right away in the backfield by Jaden Rosetto, and the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the Comets 33. So now we'll see the high-powered Vandals offense for the first time tonight, led out by quarterback Quentin Stallball. Stallball opens with three receivers to his right, Jay Keck in the backfield. He's got Johnson, Brandon, and Whitehead to his right. Connor DePeel, the lone receiver, to his left. Play clock at 11. Stallball gets the play in. Pistol formation for the Vandals. Stallball gives it to Jay Keck. Keck has a nice game there. He's across the 30, and he's wrapped up just shy of the 25. Second down and about six for the Vandals. Second down and three for the Vandals on the Comet 26. Keck coming off of a 188-yard rushing performance last week against the North Mac Panthers. As Stallball opens up shotgun look, it's a quarterback run for Stallball. Stallball trying to get to the outside, but he's got nowhere to go as he's wrapped up by a swarm of Comets. Caden Boyson on the tackle. He's going backwards for a loss of one, so it's third down and four from the Comet 27. Third down and four from the Comet 27. Vandals are in a four-down territory. As Stallball gets the play call in from the sideline, trips to his right. Back to throw with Stallball. He's rolling to his right. He's going to tuck it and run. He gets a block. He's across the 25. Flag is down. He got enough of the first down, but the flag is down. It was on the far side of the field. Stallball ran to the near side. So you have to imagine this is more than likely going to be a hold. I believe they're going to get holding on the Comets, possibly. And as the referee's already explaining what the call is to Aiden White, the defensive lineman for the Comets. So the two officials talking over the call. Not exactly sure what the two officials are talking about. So they're going to wave off the penalty marker. So the Vandals are going to have the ball first down and 10 inside their own 20. So the penalty marker was waved off. So the Vandals are going to have the ball first down and 10 on their own, on the Comet 20-yard line, excuse me. So Stallball now still going with the shotgun look. Johnson, the lone receiver, to his right. Brandon Whitehead, the pew to his left. Keck still in the backfield. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck trying to run in between the tackles. He's wrapped up by Austin Wall and was met by a few more other Comet defenders, setting up second down and 10 from the Vandals 19. Second down and 10 from the Comet 19-yard line. Call it a gain of one, so it's second down and 9. Vandals moving from left to right. Some personnel changes for the Vandals as Whitehead and Brandon move to the right of Stallball. DePue, the lone receiver to the left. Shotgun look for Stonball on second down and nine. He rolls to his left, looking to get the pass away to Connor DePue, the intended receiver, who stumbled, and the pass falls incomplete. And that's going to make it third down and nine from the 19. Third down and nine from the Comet 19-yard line. 8:08 left to go in the first quarter. Vandals trying to score first. They've scored first in three of their four straight wins. Trying to continue that streak here. Play clock in from, or the play calls in from Coach Clay. Play clock is at 7. So Stonball trying to direct traffic. Play clock now at 2. And we're going to have a whistle and a timeout to avoid the delay of game. So Vandals call timeout to avoid the delay of game penalty. And we remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. 8:08 left to go in the first quarter between these two South Central Conference rivals. No score as the Comets went 4 and out on their first possession. As they went for it on fourth down, and Jaden Rosetto wrapped up Trey Melton in the backfield. And the Vandals tried to take advantage of the short field. Third down and nine from the Comets' 19-yard line. As Vandals have broken their huddle, as have the Comets. Vandals are moving from left to right. Empty backfield for Stonball. He's got three receivers to his right, two to his left. Brandon and DePue to his left. Man in motion is Colburn. If they get to Jordan Colburn, he tries to reverse it to DePue. The ball comes out. It was not a clean handoff, but Jordan Colburn was able to fall on it. A gutsy play call there as Jordan Colburn tried to reverse it to Connor DePue. The reverse was not clean whatsoever. That's going to set up fourth down and 12 from the Comets 24. So fourth down and 12 from the Comets 24. Vandals will go for it here deep in Comet territory. A gutsy play call there by Coach Clay. As back to throw with Stonball on fourth and long. He's got time. He's going to step up. He's going to run it himself. Stonball is across the 15. He's across the 10. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stonball from 24 yards out. And the Vandals lead it 6-0, pending the extra point. Quentin Stonball had all sorts of time, decided to just tuck it and run it, and he goes in from 24 yards out at the 7:19 mark in quarter number one as the Vandals lead it 6-0 pending the extra point. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point for the Vandals. Jordan Colburn to hold. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good. And the Vandals lead it 7-0 with 7:19 left to go here in the first quarter. 7:19, the Vandals lead the Comets with 7:19 left to go in quarter number one. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, my name is Chelsea Jolliffe from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything, from covering your facilities, to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia as the Vandals kick it off to the Comets. It is returned by Declan Graber as Graber is going to the far side. There is a flag on the play as Declan Graber on a nice return gets it across the 40, but of course there is a flag on the play, so it'll be interesting to see who the flag would be on. Flag was thrown on the near side. And Coach Reinhardt, the defensive coordinator, is motioning that it's on the Comets, who trail 7-0 with 7:12 left to go here in the first quarter. I believe that's exactly who it's going to be on. So a penalty on the Comets. So it's first down and 10 for the Comets on their own. I believe they're going to spot this at the 25. So first down and 10 for the Comets on their own 25. Comets moving from left to right. Excuse me, from right to left. Comets moving from right to left as they open with trips to the left of Hutchinson. Hutchinson back to throw. He's looking. He gets the pass away, and it is caught by Eli Stadowitz, who is across the 40, and he's brought down shy of the 45 by Connor DePew as Eli Stadowitz was able to get open, and a touchdown-saving tackle by Connor DePew. And a big play for the Comets as they have the ball first down and 10 from their own 43. A couple of confusions on the Vandals as a man ran off the field for some substitutions. As Hutchinson looks to the sideline for the play call from offensive coordinator Todd Cantrell. As it's a give to the running back Melton, as Melton looking for room to run, and he's wrapped up and swarmed by the Vandals as Jacob Johnson throws him to the ground. Bartlett was in on the tackle, as was Dylan Hinton and Cole Yarborough. So second down and 7 for the Comets. Shotgun look as they try to set up a quick screen pass to Gavin Dahl. Dahl has a first down and more. He's across midfield, and he's pushed out of bounds shy of the 45-yard line. A screen pass there by Gavin Dahl as it's first down and 10 for the Comets from the Vandals' 45-yard line. Comets moving quickly, going no huddle. Back to throw is Hutchinson. He's looking to set up a screen pass once again. Instead, he goes deep, and it's intercepted by the Vandals. Intercepted by Jordan Colbert. Colbert across midfield. He's pushed out of bounds, shy of the 40-yard line. Ben Hutchinson took a shot deep on the far sideline for Jeff Olson, and Jordan Colburn intercepted the pass, and the Vandals have the ball once again deep in Comets territory with 5:53 left to go in the quarter. The Vandals have now forced turnovers in all six games they have played in so far, that one coming off an interception from Jordan Colburn. Vandals now with all the momentum as they open up with a pistol formation. Now motion Connor DePew out wide. Empty backfield for Stallball. Two receivers to his right, two to three to his left. Play clock at one as he takes the snap. All day to throw. He's looking deep. He's got a man in it. Caught by Connor DePew. Touchdown, Vandals. Connor DePew from 41 yards out. And the Vandals lead it 13-0, pending the extra point. Connor DePew from 41 yards out. And the Vandals lead at 13-0, pending the extra point. As we remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and Sir Fix-A-Lock for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Sagan on to add the extra point. 5:46 left to go in the first quarter. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead it 14-0 with 5:46 left to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with's children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
41-0. The Vandals lead the Greenville Comets with 5:46 left to go in the first quarter. As the Vandals took advantage of a interception by Jordan Colburn, as Quentin Stallmore found Connor DePue from 41 yards out as the kick is away, as they get it to Dominic Sanchez. As Sanchez looking for room to run, he cuts up field. He's across the 35. He's going to be pushed backwards by a swarm of Vandals. Keegan Turner was in on the tackle, along with Aiden Carroll and Sam Bowers. So the Comets have the ball first down and 10 from their own 41-yard line. First down and 10 from, no, excuse me, it's going to be on the 35, my apologies. So first down and 10 from the Comets 35-yard line. Comets moving from right to left in the quarter. Shotgun look, two men on each side for Hutchinson. Gives it to Melton. Melton looking for room to run. He's across the 35. He's going to be pushed back by a swarm of Vandals. Rosetta was in on the tackle. Bryce Hartlib and Jacob Johnson in the area as well. It's a gain of one, second down and nine on the 42-yard line of the Comets. Hutchinson back to throw once again. He's looking. He gets trying to get away. He's being chased by Hartlib as he gets the pass away to Gavin Dahl, who has enough for a first down, and he's pushed out of bounds near midfield. First down and 10 from the 47. First down and 10 from the Comets 47 to give to Melton. Melton looking to get across midfield. Ball came out, and he falls on it. Vandals have it. Jay Keck fell on the fumble, and the Vandals once again take advantage of key turnovers by the Comets. Trey Melton couldn't hang on to the ball, and Jay Keck and Jaden Rosetto were able to fall on the from the Comets' 47-yard line. First down and 10 from the Comets' 47-yard line. Vandals have their heavy package in. Jacob Johnson, the H-back. Jordan Colburn and Andrew Casey, the lone receivers to the right of Stallball, the P on the left. Keck still in the backfield, 4:58 left to go in the quarter. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck looking to get across the 45, but he's going to be pushed backwards for a short gain. And it's second down and eight from the 45. Second down and eight from the Comets' 45-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Vandals have had three possessions so far. All three of them have been in Comets territory. As they get the play call in from Vandals coach Jason Clay. Play clock at 13. 4:17 left to go in the game, or excuse me, the quarter. As back to throw with Stallball, he's going to take himself on a direct snap. He's got blockers in front. He's across the 40. He is across the 35, and he's wrapped up just past the first down markers. A nice run there by Quentin Stallball. As the Vandals have it, first down and 10 on the Comets 36-yard line, as some limping on the Vandals. It's Isaac Forbes, the left or the right tackle, but it looks like he's all right. So the Vandals continuing to march here. Play clock at 12. Vandals lead at 14-0 with 3:40 left to go in the quarter. Two receivers on each side of Stallball. Stallball rolls to his left, looking to get the pass away, and it is nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by the Comets. I believe that was Austin Wall on the coverage, as Jordan Colburn was the intended receiver, and it's second down and 10 from the Comets 36. So some personnel changes for the Vandals as Colburn and Casey come out. Brandon and Whitehead return to the field for the Vandals. Isaac Forbes comes out as well, as it looks like he's working on either his calf or his hamstring. It's hard to tell, but he's getting worked on by Vandals trainer Chris Witten. So Stallball gives it to Jay Keck. Keck looking to get to the outside. He's got a couple of good blocks, and he's across the 35, and he's wrapped up a few yards shy of the 30. That's going to set up third down and medium for the Vandals on the 31. So third down and 5 from the Comets 31-yard line. Clock continues to run. We are under 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Vandals lead 14-0. Play clock at 15. Clay barking out orders to the offense. Stonball continues to set up the offense for the Vandals. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. He takes the snap. He's going to look to run it himself. He's got first down and more. He's across the 25. He's across the 15. He's across the 10. Spins out of a tackle. Dives close to the goal line. And he's down inside the 5. And it's first down and goal for the Vandals near their own goal line. First down and goal for the Vandals on their own 5-yard line, or the common 5-yard line, excuse me. And the Vandals threatening to punch it in here. First and goal for the Vandals on the Comets 5-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Stoneball in the pistol formation. It's a give to Jake Keck. Keck looking to push the pile, and he's going to be wrapped up shy of the goal line. It's going to make it second and goal. So they're inside the 1-yard line, I believe. So it's second down and goal from the 1. Second down and goal from the 1. Play clock at 16. Shotgun looks for Stoneball. Stoneball sets up a quick screen for Colburn. He makes the catch. He cuts inside. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stoneball to Jordan Colburn. And the Vandals out onto their lead. It is 20-0 pending the extra point. A minute 22 left to go here in quarter number 1 as the Vandals lead at 20-0. The most points the Comets have allowed all season so far. As we remind you, the Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That is K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colbert set to hold. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead at 21-0 with a minute 22 left to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
The days are getting shorter and the temps are coming down. Yep, it's fall and it's time to make sure that heating system is ready to go for the tough winter ahead. If you want to make sure your heating system is ready to go for the winter months, call Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. They service all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call them at 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
21-0. The Vandals lead the Comets with a minute 22 left to go in the first quarter. Vandals have allowed or scored the most points of any of the Comets opponents up to this point. As coming into this game, the most points the Comets have allowed was 17 to Litchfield. As not even fully into the first quarter, the Vandals have already matched that as it's a return by Dominic Sanchez. As Sanchez looking to get across the 30, and he's wrapped up near the 35. So the Comets will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. So first down and 10 from the Comets' 35-yard line. As the Vandals looking to continue to smother the Comets defensively. Comets looking to get some momentum. They've done a good job of moving the ball in a few plays here and there, but a fumble and an interception have been some costly mistakes on their end. Trips to the left of Hutchinson as he gives it to Melton as Melton gets across the 35. But a short gain for Melton as it's second down and long for the Comets. Gets a gain of 1 from their own 37. Second down and 8 for the Comets. Under a minute left to go here in the quarter. Comments moving from right to left. Hutchinson barking out orders to the receivers. Two on each side. Back to throw. Sets up a screen pass, and it falls incomplete as it was just out of the outstretched arm of Declan Graber. And it's third down and eight for the Comets from their own 37. Third down and eight for the Comets from their own 37-yard line. 42.1 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Third down and eight. Comets trying to get a first down here. 42.1 seconds left to go in the quarter. Play clock at 10. Back to throw is Hutchinson. Pressure coming. He steps up in the pocket, gets the pass away, and it is intercepted by the Vandal. Intercepted by Cole Yarborough. Three straight drives, three straight interceptions for the Vandals defense. And they have the ball right back in Comets territory. The third turnover the Vandals have forced. The second interception that Hutchinson has thrown, as we have a personal foul called against the Vandals. And I believe that's all. Excuse me, it's roughing the passer call on the Vandals. So negate the interception, and the Comets will have the ball at the Vandals' 49-yard line. So a roughing the passer is called against the Vandals. So the Comets have the ball first down and 10 from the Vandals' 49. So Hutchinson, shotgun formation for the Comets. Hutchinson takes the snap, gives it to Melton. Melton looking for room to run, and he is wrapped up just past the 45-yard line as the clock continues to run for the Comets, as I believe they're just going to go ahead and take this to the second quarter. That's exactly what the Comets are going to do. They get a 5-yard run there by Trey Melton, and the Comets are just going to go ahead and take this to the second quarter. 21-0, the Vandals lead the Greenville Comets after quarter number one. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
21-0, the Vandals lead the Greenville Comets to start the second quarter. It'll be second down and five for the Comets on the Vandals' 44-yard line. Comets moving from left to right here in quarter number two. So Comets trying to put some points on the board for the first time tonight. They trail 21-0. Play clock at 9. Two receivers on each side of Hutchinson. Hutchinson gives it to Melton. Melton looking for room to run. He is pushed from behind as he is wrapped up for a short gain. Dylan Hinton in on the tackle as Cole Yarborough in there as well. As he went backwards for one, it's third down and 6 from the 45. The back throw, Hutchinson once again gets the pass away. It is caught by Eli Stadowin, who's across the 35, and he's wrapped up shy of the 30 as the Comets trying to build some momentum. Comets going no huddle once again, trying to get the Vandals to jump off sides. They have a first down and 10 from the Vandals' 33. Hutchinson looking to the sidelines. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. He's back to throw. looking to get the pass away. He's got a man, and it is caught by Eli Shadowins inside the 10. He's down near the 5, and the Comets have the ball first and goal inside the 5-yard line of the Vandals. So Comets have their best scoring chance of the night. It's first down and goal from the 4. Two receivers on each side as they give to Melton. Melton is met in the backfield once again by Jaden Rosetto. Wade Brannon in on the tackle. As it's a loss of 1, second and goal from the 5. Second down and goal from the 5. Shotgun look for Hutchinson. Two receivers on each side. He's back to throw. Sets up a screen, gets the pass away, and it falls incomplete. Gus Olsen in the end zone was the intended receiver. And it's third down and goal from the 5-yard line. So third down and goal from the Vandals' 5-yard line. 10:31 left to go in the half. Minute 18, 18 seconds left on the play clock, my apologies. As it's a two backfield formation, Melton and Declan Graber. The men in the backfield is back to throw Hutchinson. Pressure coming. He gets the pass away. It is dropped by the intended receiver, Gavin Dahl. And it's fourth down and goal from the Vandals' 5-yard line. Big play here coming up. Comets trying to get on the scoreboard. Vandals trying to bend but not break. 10:25 left to go here in the half. Fourth down and goal from the 5. Two receivers on each side. Hutchinson back to throw. He rolls to his left. He gets the pass away, and it is caught. Touchdown, Comets. Touchdown, Comets. I believe that was Eli Shadowins on the reception. And the Comets are on the board. It's 21-6 pending the extra point. So 10:20 left to go in the quarter. From 5 yards out at the 10:20 mark here in the second half, or second quarter, excuse me. So the holder is Declan Olsen, or Gray Olsen. Kick is up, and it is good, I believe. The point after attempt came from Gavin Pyle. So the Comets are on the board 21-7 with 10:20 left to go here in the half. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kickoff for the Vandals. They get it away. It's fielded by Jordan Colburn at the 10-yard line. Colburn looking for room to run. He cuts up inside. He's across the 20, and he's wrapped up shy of the 25. As it's first down and goal, or first down and 10 for the Vandals, excuse me, from their own 22. So first down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 22. So first down and 10 for the Vandals on the 22-yard line. Empty backfield for Stoneball. Man in motion, it's Colburn. It's a give to Jordan Colburn. Colburn looking to get to the outside and does. He's across the 22, trying to get to the 25, and I believe there was a flag thrown on the play. And I believe it's going to be holding on the Vandals, and they're going backwards for a loss of 15 on the play following the penalty, so it's going to be first down and 15 deep in their own territory. So a hold on the play as Colburn comes on, goes to the sidelines, and it's first down and 15 from the Vandals 11. Excuse me, first and 21 from the run 11. As they open up with a pistol formation, Depew, the lone receiver, to the left of Stonball, Brandon, Whitehead, and Johnson to his right. Keck still in the backfield. Vandals getting the play calling from Clay. Stonball back to throw. He rolls the catch. Depew looking to get across the 10-yard line, and he's wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals and a late flag on the play, and I believe they're going to get Carson Beerley for a late hit. It was hard to tell. It looked like Beerley was making a football move as Depew was on the ground for maybe a second before the hit. Hard to tell. It was a bang-bang call, but from my angle in the booth, it looked like Beerley got there cleanly, but they're going to say it was a penalty on the comments. They're going to get him for a late hit, and it's going to be a first down for the Vandals. So first down for the Vandals. Make it second down for the Vandals. So it's not an automatic first down, so it's second down and 8 for the Vandals on their own 25. Second down and 8 from their own 25-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. 9:15 left to go in the quarter. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. Play clock is at 1. And the Vandals, no show for a timeout call. They're going to give it to Jacob or to Jay Keck. And Jay Keck is going to be wrapped up for a short gain. Was very confused there. The play clock was at 0 for a good second or two before the Vandals snapped the ball, but no flag was thrown on the Vandals. Either way, it's going to be third down and 6 from their own 26. Third down and 6 for the Vandals from their own 26-yard line. Vandals set up with two receivers on each side of Stonball, Keck in the backfield. Stonball in the shotgun formation. Back to throw. He goes play action. That's a screen pass for Depew. Depew breaks one tackle, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Comets. Charlie Baum was in on the tackle, as was Beerley. And it's going to be fourth down and long for the Vandals. And I believe they're just going to go ahead and punt this one away. So the Vandals send their punt unit on. It's fourth down and 7 from their own 26. And they're going to go ahead and send on the punting unit. So Jacob Johnson back to punt. Comets will have Eli Shadowins. And I believe that's Declan Graber set to return the punt. He gets the punt away. There's a cross midfield. It's going to bounce to the 35, and I believe that's where the Vandals are going to down it, just shy of the 35. So a nice punt there by Jacob Johnson, and it's going to be first down and 10 for the Comets at about their own 34. 7:30 left to go in the half. As the Comets defense, excuse me, Comets offense, back on the field after their best drive of the night so far. 7:30 left to go in the half. Comets moving from left to right. Play clock at 15. Hutchinson sets up a screen pass for Gus Olsen, who makes the catch, gets past the 35, and he's wrapped up by Jordan Colburn near the 40. And it's second down and 4 from the Comets' 40-yard line. Gus Olsen made the catch. As the Comets have it, second down and four from their own 40. Three receivers to the left of Hutchinson, one to his right. Man in the backfield is Melton as they give this to Melton, and Melton is trying to get the first down, but he's going to be wrapped up shy. Jacob Johnson in on the tackle. Caden Tidwell in as well with Cole Yarbrough. So it's third down and two for the Comets on their own 43. Third down and two on their own 43. Wilson, the one receiver to the right. Back to throw is Hutchinson. Gets the pass away. It is caught by Graber. Graber has a first down, and he's wrapped up after he gets just enough for that first down. So it's first down and 10 from the Comets' 46-yard line. Clock at 6:25. Comets trying to make this a one-score game. Two receivers on each side of Hutchinson. Melton in the backfield. Back to throw. It's a screen pass. He gets it to Graber, and Graber is wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage by Connor DePew. That's going to make it second down and, I believe, 12. So second down and 12 from the 46-yard line. A couple of substitutions as Caden Tidwell is going to come in for a quick breather. Wade Brandon will replace him as a defensive end. As back to throw is Hutchinson. Hutchinson, pressure coming. He gets the pass away, and it is caught by Gavin Dahl past the first down markers near the 40, and the Comets have the ball in Vandals territory. It's first down and 10 from the Vandals 40-yard line. So Comets moving from left to right. 5:35 left to go in the half. Give it to Melton. Melton gets across the 40, but he's going to be wrapped up by the Vandals as Rosetto is in on the tackle, Hartlib in on the tackle. As it's second down and six. Second down and six from the 44. Give this time now to Graber, and Graber gets enough as he's shy of the first down marker, as a third down and one. I believe they're going to mark it on the 33, or the 32. Give once again to Graber. Graber has the first down past the 30, and he's wrapped up near the 25. First down and 10 for the Comets. Not about the Vandals 27. First down and 10 from the 27-yard line. Two receivers on each side. Two deep safety look for the Vandals, as back to throw is Hutchinson. Hutchinson rolls to his left, gets the pass away. It's caught by Eli Shadowins, and Eli Shadowins breaks a couple tackles, but his momentum carried him out of bounds near the 20. I believe he was wrapped up out of bounds shy of the first down markers. So it's second down and five for the Comets. We're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Vandals, I believe. So timeout is taken by the Vandals. As we want to remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. So 21-7, the Vandals lead the Comets with 4:26 left to go here in the second quarter. Comets threatening to score for the second time tonight as they got their lone touchdown off of a 5-yard screen pass from Ben Hutchinson to Eli Shadowins. And they've done a good job mixing in the run with the pass and forcing the Vandals to play up to their tempo. With 4:26 left to go until halftime. As each team getting some last-minute instructions, Vandals getting some instructions from defensive coordinator Mark Reinhart as they've broken their huddle. Comets get some instructions from offensive coordinator Todd Cantrell. So it's second down and five. Ball will be placed on the Vandals' 21-yard line. So second down and five from the 21. It's a give to Trey Melton. Melton looking to get to the outside. He's got a first down and more. He's across the 10. He's across the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. A 21-yard touchdown run from, I believe that was Trey Melton who ran it in. And the Comets now trail 21-13 pending the extra point. So Trey Melton runs it in from 21 yards out as Gavin File adds in to add on the extra point. Snap is down, pick is up, it is good. As the Vandals now lead at 21-14 with 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels but not sure where to start? Looking for a personal innovations you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. We customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
21-14, the Vandals lead the Comets with 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Gavin File set to kick it away. Gets the kick away, and it is going to be fielded by Jordan Colburn. Colburn fields it at his own 8-yard line, looking for room to run. He cuts up inside. He's across the 25, and he's going to be wrapped up right around the 25 of the Vandals. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. 4:12 left to go here until halftime. The Vandals will have the ball to start the second half. So you have to imagine the Vandals will try to do their best to keep the momentum on their side. First down and 10 from their own 24-yard line. 4:12 left to go until halftime. Stonebaugh looking to the sidelines. Three receivers on his left, one to his right. Johnson, the lone receiver, to his right. Keck still in the backfield. The give is to Jay Keck. Keck looking for room to run. He gets across the 25, but he's not going to get much further as he's wrapped up by a swarm of Comets. As they have the ball, second down and 9 from the 25. Second down and 9 from the 25-yard line. Vandals can only stop the clock one more time here with the timeout. Comets, I believe, have all three timeouts left. As we are inside 3:40 left to go here until halftime. Play clock at 12. Stonebaugh sets up the offense for the Vandals. Trips to his left. Back to throw. He's looking. He's going to dance around in the pocket. Looking to get the pass away, and he's just going to throw it out of bounds to avoid a loss on the play. As Stonebaugh had the intended receiver was Connor DePew, but elected to just throw it out of bounds instead as it's third down and 9 with 3:17 left to go until halftime. Third down and 9, 3:17 left to go until halftime. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Stonebaugh. Pistol formation. Now they motion a man out wide. It's Jay Keck. Back to throw. He's just going to step up in the pocket. He's going to run himself. He's across the 40. He's got a first down. He makes the man miss. Then he's wrapped up shy of the 45. A nice run there by Quentin Stonebaugh. As that is what his game is at his best, is whenever no man is open and he's able to improvise behind the line of scrimmage and able to run around the pocket and rip off big yards or big chunk yards like that. As he gets the pass away, flag is down, it's caught by Jacob Johnson, who breaks a couple tackles. He gets across midfield, but there is a penalty marker on the field. If it stands, Nuggets going to be holding on to Vandals, and that's going to make it first down, and I believe – 20 or more. I believe that flag was on Jaden Rosetto as he's slamming his helmet or smacking himself on the helmet. So it's first down and 20 from their own 34 with 2:49 left to go until halftime. That's something that Coach Clay discussed that he wants to see, try to avoid it as much as he could. Is he's, like he said during the pregame show, when you're facing good teams like Greenville, can't have too many penalties. Is that's one of those things that you're constantly going to beat yourself up if you commit penalties. And so far, that's what's hurt the Vandals in the second quarter. Stallball's back to throw. Pressure coming. He steps up in the pocket, looking to run it himself. He gets across the line of scrimmage. He makes the man miss as Quentin Stallball is wrapped up shy of the 40. His helmet came off as Clay is looking to the referees for a flag. As Stallball's helmet came off, he is up and he is limping a little bit. Extremely hard to tell what happened as Stallball's going to have to come out, and we'll see Andrew Casey take the snaps at quarterback. Stallball is slow to get to the sidelines. The helmet came off. As Stallball took a huge blow there, either way, it's still second down and 14 from the 40. So Andrew Casey's now going to take the snaps at quarterback. He's had limited snaps in the last few weeks, seen more of his time at receiver as he's back to throw here on second and 14. Gets the pass away, and it is caught by Connor DePue across midfield. And Connor DePue has the ball first down and 10, deep in Thomas territory from the 44. So first down and 10 from the 44-yard line. Minute 25 left to go until halftime. Vandals trying to add on to their 21-14 lead. Man in motion is Whitehead. Back to throw is Casey. Casey, couple flags thrown on the play. If Casey's just going to take it himself, he dives to the 45. But there are two penalty markers on the play. One of them was in the area of holding. So we'll see what the flag is. So the Vandals are already motioning that's on them. They're going backwards. So it's going to be holding on the Vandals. As once again, they are going backwards on this drive. As Quentin Stallball returns to the field, so a good sign for the Vandals. As it's first down and 20 for the Vandals on their own 44 now, or 46, excuse me. So first and 20 from their own 46 as some personnel changes. As Stallball has two receivers on each side. Keck lines up to his right as a tailback. Man in motion is DePue. It's a play action, but they have a flag on the play. I believe they're going to get the Vandals for a false start. So false start on the Vandals. As it's now going to be a first down and 25 from their own 41. So first down and 25 from their own 41-yard line. Vandals are really shooting themselves in the foot here. So 45 seconds left to go until halftime. Clock continues to run. Stallball looking to the sideline, barking out orders to his receivers. Play clock at 11. Man in motion is DePue. It's a fake to DePue. It's a quarterback keeper for Stallball, and Stallball gets just across the line of scrimmage before he's lit up by the Comets. And I believe that's just going to be the final play of the half as each team motioning over to their sidelines. As I believe the Vandals are not going to run another play and just take their 21-14 lead going into the half. So 21-14, the Vandals lead the Greenville Comets here at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with the halftime report. Remember, a reminder that halftime is brought to you by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can order Joe's anytime online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com for Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. We'll take a break and come back with the halftime show here on WKRV.